Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. Today, we have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Ms. Deborah Littlejohn Spencer, and she is the founder and CEO of Dominique Cares. So, Deborah, are you here with us today?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on.
I am so excited that you joined us today. This is going to be a wonderful conversation and just really speaking from our hearts today and just sharing what we know and how we love on individuals with special needs. So I'm excited to have you, definitely. So you know what? On this show, we're a little bit nosy, so we'd like to go back a little bit. If you could tell us where you were born and raised and how soon you got to Texas, if you're not from Texas, then just anything you want to tell us about yourself.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was born and raised in Pasadena, California, home of the Rose Bowl, home of the parade, and home of the Bulldogs. So I was raised in that small town right outside of Los Angeles, California. I have four sisters. I moved to Texas about 11 years ago. It was definitely a God move, and we're really excited about being here in Texas. My background is I have two children. I have a daughter with special needs. Her name is Dominique. She's 20. And I have another special son. I have a son who's 31 who played professional basketball in Europe. He has a five-year-old, so they're married. They live now in Texas as well. My husband is retired Navy. He did 20 years in the military. So we spent a lot of time on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. My kids are 11 and a half years apart. And she has been a joy. What we thought was a burden has really been our blessing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know that story well. Definitely. Well, I am so thankful that you guys made it to Texas and our paths were able to cross. And I just know it's going to be a wonderful interview because you're going to share so much about what you do to help others. My show is based upon love because I truly believe, just like the song by Dionne Warwick says, what the world needs now is love. And I just believe if we had more love, things would be so much better. And so I call what we do services from the love of our heart. So tell me, where did your motivation come from? Was it being a parent that had experienced so much? Or what made you start your business?
Yes, actually, I really believe, Cheryl, that my business started, my purpose started well before the business actually launched. Just a little bit about me. I've always been a giver. I've always loved. I've always felt like there was something special that I was called to do. Didn't really know what it was, but really in my profession, I've been in the insurance industry for over 30 years, and I've always found myself with people being attached to me that out of love. So as I migrated through my career and everything else, I was connected with a really good friend of mine who had a niece that relocated from Louisiana. Yeah. At the time, I only had my son, and she moved to the Southern California area, and she actually got pregnant with her first child. And that child was diagnosed with a very rare disorder called Campomello dysplasia. Had not had a lot of interface with the special needs population, just some indirect cousins and stuff like that. And so she, I was a part of her life. She was a part of my life. She asked me to be the godparent of her daughter. Her name is Hope. And Hope has had a lot of challenges. Very, very bright young lady, but she is a dwarf. She's in a wheelchair. She's had multiple surgeries. And so God was already stirring up in me this connection to special needs just through Hope, my goddaughter. So walked alongside Cookie and just was a great support for her. I learned a lot. And then 5 years later, I'm pregnant with Dominique. Thought everything was going to be great, you know, just you know how you feel like you're just going to have the perfect child.
Right.
You know, I was a Christian. I was married. I wasn't on drugs. You know, I'm thinking my life is just going to be past. And I got pregnant with Dominique, and I was going to be turning 35 years old. So the doctor recommended an amniocentesis just because of my age.
Okay.
We had planned this second child. My husband was traveling a lot in the Navy, And so he had gone up to Salt Lake on business for work, and I was just going to go to the geneticist just to find out if I was having a boy or a girl. So I take my lunch hour, and I go to the geneticist, Dr. Rader. I go in his office. I'm sitting across the table from him, and he says, "You're going to have a girl, but she's going to have webbed hands, cuffed feet, cleft palate, heart, kidney, and lung problems. Highly unlikely that she will ever be healthy and normal, and I strongly suggest that you terminate your pregnancy."
Wow.
So I look at him and I say, "How do you do your job? I'm pregnant. I'm here by myself. I had no idea what I was coming to, and this is what you give me." And he gives me a one sheet of paper, and he says, "And this is our, this is what we're basing it on, this one sheet of paper." And I said, I can't digest this right now. I left there. I called my boss. I said, "I'm going home." I cried. I called my mom, and I said, a Christian woman, Cheryl, loving the Lord, I said, "I can't bring a child in this world, this cruel world, with these types of conditions." So I wavered about terminating my pregnancy. I called my husband. He said, "We'll talk about it when I get back." I called my mother-in-law. She was at that time here in Texas. And she said, "Deb, no matter what the diagnosis is, we're going to love this baby." And my really good girlfriend who lived in San Diego at the time, I called her as well. And she's like, "You need a second opinion." So we contacted the doctor's office, and they said, "Well, you can get a second opinion, but it won't be through this network. We're not going to give you a second opinion.
Wow.
Pay for a second opinion. You can have it through this network." But I'm like, that's not really a second opinion, because I wanted another set of eyes on it from an entity that was not connected. They told me no. So my girlfriend in San Diego, she's like, "I know somebody. Let me make a phone call." So she calls. And she's like, "They're going to call you in 24 hours. So I get a phone call from the assistant in the doctor's office of a geneticist, and she said, "Tell me a little bit about, you know, your information you got from the doctor." And I told her, and she said, "So what we're going to do is I need your husband to get his blood drawn, your son to get his blood drawn. I need the medical records, and we'll go from there." I said, "Okay, you tell me what it is. We'll just pay for it." They did all of that. She came back, and she's like, "You need to do a level 2 ultrasound as well." So we do the level 2 ultrasound. They schedule us for the level 2 ultrasound about 4 weeks out. Is the first, the soonest they could get it. They get the level 2 ultrasound done, and his name was Dr. Jones. Had no idea. He and his wife, one of the top 5 geneticists in the country, he reads the results to me, and he says, "Everything has developed. 10 fingers, 10 toes, lips are fine, organs are fine. The only issue is we cannot measure brain activity." He says, "But I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing this a long time. And if you just love whatever you receive, God will give you bandwidth to handle what he's given you." He says, "You need to move forward. You need to move forward." And we did. Had a great pregnancy. Everybody was in the room when Dominique was being, her name is Dominique, when she was being born. This same geneticist, Dr. Rader, who told me to terminate my pregnancy, was in the room as well when she was born. And he was amazed that she came out the way she did. And he's like, "I want to be her doctor." And I said, "I can't." I mean, just your bedside manner, just, you know, just your insensitivity. I just couldn't move forward, Cheryl, so I actually got out of that network and went forward. Of course, that is how I came to know that this is bigger than me. It has been a struggle. My daughter is primarily nonverbal, you know, and it has been, but God has given me the strength to get through it. I've been able to work. A lot of parents that have special needs kids, they cannot work. We have been blessed. Even in the midst of, you know, I went through some mental challenges. I actually did, you know, just, you know, anxiety and stress and depression. Went through all of that. Had 2 children in 2 different parts of the world, and God just worked it out. My husband traveled a lot, but God surrounded me with people, and that's what kind of fueled where I am now. I was in denial even about starting the nonprofit because I felt like
yeah.
I had my own life. I was too busy. But you know what? This is not about me. You know, it's about what the purpose that he has for me. And he gave me, Dominique, children are a gift from the Lord. He gave me that for kingdom building.
Yeah.
So from that, we launched Dominique Cares.
Oh, my goodness. And you just said a mouthful because it just really goes to testify that anything is possible, you guys. When we believe and have that love in our heart, that God can turn anything into a miracle. What you said is just love, whatever you receive, and God will give you the strength. And I think that's so true in so many areas of your life, whether you're a parent of a special needs child or whether you are just a person going through. If you love the results you're given, God will give you the strength to deal with all the other stuff. Because guess what? In life, we all are going to be hit with some challenges. We all are going to suffer some different things that are going on in our life. Some people are going to die. Some people are going to have, you know, accidents or whatnot. Just whatever happens in our life, if we're able to just say, okay, God, I am ready and willing to take whatever you give me because I know you're not going to put more on me than I can bear, we can get through anything. I just truly believe that. So I know you had to experience that so much in your life. And
Absolutely.
Just being able to go through that. Tell us right now, because I know on this call, there's going to be a lot of people listening that are going through a challenge. So if you had to encourage somebody today, what would you tell them to do?
I would tell them to go through your process, because we all have one. I had to go through my process. But no, don't give up. And it's not your fault. There's some things that happen to us that are just a part of who we are, and it's not your fault. And surround yourself with the right people, you know, and accept when God moves people out of your life, or, you know, because that's what happened to me. Some of the people that were attached to me before Dominique was born, they detached themselves because, you know, people shun what they don't understand. But I also know that ultimate was I needed a different type of support system, right? I was going to be dealing with a little girl who sometimes doesn't get invited to the birthday party, or I don't get invited to the social event, or I don't get the, you know, support of the sleepovers because they don't understand, you know, my daughter's having a meltdown. So I would just say whatever you're going through, just don't give up. And you're not alone, and you've got, there's a something we have to do. I had to own the fact that I had a daughter with special needs, and that was a challenge. You know, I had to own that, you know, it wasn't what you did, it wasn't what you didn't do, it's just the card you've been dealt. So I had to own who I was and the child that I had. And then from there, the challenges became easier because now I'm open. You know, I'm open to receive the love that I thought was going to come in a different package, coming from different people. And that's what kind of helped me through my challenge, is just knowing that I don't have to carry the weight of the world. I don't have to suffer in silence. You know, God has a platform out there for me to do what he's called me to do, and he's got people that will support me.
Absolutely. Wow, that is so true. And I just think about so many struggles that people in general go through, not just in parents of special needs, but people in general. And we all have to know that we are equipped for the struggle. We are equipped for everything that we're going to encounter, whether it's good or bad. We are equipped, and we will make it, definitely. So I love what you're saying. Now, I wanted to kind of flip the switch a little bit and talk to the younger generation. Let's talk to some of the younger moms. I know that I was a younger mom when my son with special needs was born and when he passed away. And here's what I tell parents a lot of times. It's not that you've done anything wrong. I think God picks us. I really think he picks us because he knows that we can handle it. So, I mean, you know, people say, how can you say having a child with special needs was a blessing? It was definitely a blessing because through that I discovered who Cheryl was. I discovered who I was and who I was called to serve. So I truly believe that there's a lesson in everything that we go through, and that a no answer doesn't mean, you know, oh, you give up. It's a lesson or a blessing. It really is, one or the other. So we just have to know that. So if you had to give the younger moms coming up behind us any encouragement, and whether that's with their marriage or with their children, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, number one, is that you need to seek help. There was so much information coming at me that I couldn't decipher all of this on my own. Even though I tried, I was raised by a single parent, and in my mind, you know, independent.
Yeah.
You got to get through this. And I learned, for me, and I needed to learn this, that we're all interdependent. You know, we're all interdependent. So there's someone out there that wants to connect with me, but I got to let the wall down. I have to open up. They can't read my mind. It's not by osmosis. I got to be able to share. I got to find a safe place to share. And a lot of times with special needs or any type of issue, we have a tendency to shut the world out. Because we're trying to figure it out. You know, we're in this society where you need to figure it out. No, there's somebody that's already walked this path. That's why it's so important for us to follow our purpose and passion, because we're going to help somebody else that's starting that path. Just like me, my girlfriend that had the special needs daughter before me, she had the child. She's walking the path. God puts me alongside of her. I have Dominique. I'm walking the path, but he doesn't want me to walk the path just to sit on it. I'm walking the path because we're all going to leave here, sure, whether we live to be 2 or whether we live to be 102. But it's what you do between.
Yes, so true. Oh, my goodness.
What you do in between is what matters, and he has purposed us for a purpose, and we have to live with that. We have to know that whatever we're going through, it's for a purpose, because it's all about the kingdom agenda. My husband at the time that we were going through all of this back then was not saved.
Uh-huh.
I believe that God used Dominique to save my husband. That's my story.
Wow, that is a blessing. Oh, my goodness. It's just
when
so
I
many things.
Yeah. So I just tell them to just be encouraged. Don't suffer in silence. Get out. Push yourself. Push yourself to get out there, to talk to people, to connect with people, to get information, to get that support system to come around, to come alongside of you and help you through this.
So true.
Everybody won't
so
be able to help us, but there's somebody that will help us.
Absolutely. And it's not until we ask, you know. I learned that the hard way. I learned that there are so many people out there that want to help us. And, you know, one of the things that I learned, and I think it was Tony Robbins, he said, no, it may have been Les Brown. It was one of the two. They said, ask for help, not because you're weak. Ask for help because you want to remain strong.
Yes.
And that just kind of really hit me like a ton of bricks, because it's like I never would ask for help. It's like, oh, no, I'm the social worker. I should be helping people. Oh, no, people are not going to help me. Let me just go on and help them. But you know what? That was just kind of selfish. That was not giving people the opportunity to love on me. Although I love on everybody, sometimes people need to love on me. And I wasn't giving them the place to give me my flowers while I'm here, you know? So I just encourage people, ask for help. And guess what? I want us to be truthful and honest with people. If you can't do it, tell people, I can't do this right now. Ooh, I want to help you, but I'm at capacity. I can't do this. And just be truthful with people, because that's another thing that I've seen, that so many people want to say, oh, I did this, I did that. Well, don't do things just to look good. Do things because you honestly and truly want to help that person.
That's right.
You know, and it doesn't matter what the I tell people, there's so many social people that are social media not fans, but really they're just famous. No, that's it. Social media famous. And you know, they're wonderful. Look at them. They're doing this. They're doing that. And you may not know that they may not have 2 pennies in their bank account.
That's right.
But on Facebook, it looked like they are millionaires. You know,
that's right.
So you can't be confused and can't be, swindled in by what you see. Look at a person's heart. See what they are really doing. And I just learned, just being an entrepreneur now for 11 years, there are some things that we all need to make up in our mind that we are or are not going to do. And with that, we've got to make some tough decisions sometimes, you know. And I just encourage people, and I wanted to get your take on this, because I have people that are getting ready to start businesses or either struggling in businesses. So I wanted to ask you, what would you tell either one of those two? If they're wanting to start a nonprofit or a for-profit, what advice would you give to either one of those people?
Okay, I want to answer that, but I also want to add on to what you just said. One of the things that I had to learn also is that I had a couple of people in my life that said, because I didn't share, I looked like you said, the Facebook, I looked like I had it all together. So they didn't know that I was suffering. They
yep.
didn't know that
mm-hmm.
my plate was running over. They didn't know that I was on
yes.
the verge of a breakdown because I looked like I had it all together. I looked like
yes.
I was multitasking and juggling, and things were looking great on the outside. But on the inside, I was a mess.
Yeah.
So people do want to help.
I can relate.
I would say anybody wanting to start a business and a nonprofit, I know for me, mine's is relatively new, and I'm still going through some of the processes of a nonprofit. But the mm-hmm. one thing that I'm learning is that people, not all, but it's very. I don't want to be in a competing environment. I want to be in a collaborating environment, a networking environment. And what I found was some of the people that I thought would be my biggest cheerleaders, that would support me the most, I'm not getting that support from them. And it's like you said, maybe they can't. Maybe they were selling something and allowing me to see something that they really weren't. So I encourage you, whatever your vision is, whatever your dream is, whatever you have always wanted to do, do it. The worst, step out and do it. I've worked in corporate America. It will be 31 years next year. I'm retiring in January. And sometimes I say, did I stay too long? You know, I've always had purpose and passion in me to help, to give, to do. You know, did I stay in corporate America too long? Did I not surround myself with the right type of people that encourage me? Because we are on this path of you go to college, you get a degree, and you go work for somebody.
Yeah.
Get a college, get a degree, get a husband, get a dog, get a white picket fence, and you work for somebody. You know, and I'm and for me, I want to change that environment. My son owns his own business, and my thing is, there is something that we're all called to, you know, whether it is nonprofit or for profit. But what we have to do is get out of the boat. We got to start it. You know, I didn't start it. I had it on paper. I journaled. I dreamt about it. I prayed about it, but I didn't take that step initially until now.
Yeah,
excited that I did. You know, but I would say if there's something, do it. I mean, the world is so open and so ready for you. Don't hold yourself back by fear, because fear will stop us from doing a lot of things that we are great at, from good to great. We can be good in corporate America, but you can be great in your own business because it's where your passion and your heart is.
Absolutely.
I just encourage you to go.
Yes. Definitely. And do those things that you were called to do. And no more giving up and no more wondering. For me, I spent 2 years in my job before I decided to even leave it to start my business because I was so fearful that, can I do it? Can I not do it? Okay, you guys, if I would have went on and jumped, things would have been totally different for me now. But you can't go back and change anything. But what I'm saying to you is listen to our mistakes, learn from us. And that's what I encourage people all the time. I love to mentor people. I love to help them because I'm a person, I'm going to share everything that I've learned, everything that I've gotten. I'm going to share it because there's nothing that's going to, you know, hurt me to share with you. So I definitely want to share with people. So important. Well, I wanted to ask you a couple of more things. We have about 6 minutes left. How do you stay motivated to keep going?
I stay motivated to keep going every day when I get up. It's another opportunity. When I see my daughter and the progress that she's made and the people that contact me that say, you just don't know how much you helped me by what you did, by what you said, by thinking about me. I'm motivated just by the people the people around, because I can see where I was, and I could see those things that I did not have, and I'm that's where I'm working from. I'm working from a point of what I lacked, and I want to be able to give. Right now, I'm mentoring an 11-year-old that just started her own nonprofit. I believe that I'm called to pay it forward. I believe that I'm called to do what others did for me. I, too, believe in mentoring. If it wasn't for a couple of people strategically in my life, I don't know where I would be right now, and I know God sent them. So I'm mandated to give it back, and that's
absolutely
what keeps me motivated. It's just seeing the progress and seeing them grow and go and do great things for people, the whole servanthood. I just believe that the world would be a much greater place, like you said, if we just did what we were called to do, which is our passion and purpose, which is love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so true. And I'm so thankful that you shared that, for sure, because that's what it's all about. It's about loving yourself, loving God, and loving others. So true. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to find out, do you have anything going on with your company that you wanted to share with us?
Well, right now we are in our end of the year season, so of course we've got a couple of families that we have adopted, a couple of schools that we will be having special needs parties for. You know, the traditional kids get it all the time, so we're trying to do something a little different and bring that awareness to the special needs population. We just believe that out of many, we are one, that we're all directly or indirectly impacted by the special needs community. You either know somebody or know of someone or have a family member attached to you. So we want to highlight that. They need help, too. So that's what we do. That's what we're doing for the end of the year. We always do a resource fair next year. But right now, that's what's on our calendar for December, is we're going to be blessing some families with some wish lists.
That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That is so exciting. So, you guys, I have included in the show notes her website, so definitely get in touch with Deborah. She is very passionate about helping others and just seeing others become the best that they could possibly be. I am so thankful that we've met, so thankful that I'm going to share this interview with everybody, and then I have another group, a special group, that I want her to share this in her group, so just so they may be contacting you as well. So thank
awesome.
You so much for being here, Deborah. I appreciate
Thanks.
It so much.
Yep.
And if I can help in any way, you're welcome. If I can help you guys in any way, please let me know, because I am definitely here and definitely willing to help.
Okay. And the one thing I do want to say is that if you know of a special needs family that is in need of resources or services, you can direct them to us. We do. We pay for a lot of things. We pay for co-pays and guardianships, and we sponsor events of that nature. So if you have a family out there, coworker that is in need, please direct them to our website. We would love to help them.
Wonderful. Well, that is great information to know, and I appreciate you so much. So thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, this has been Cheryl Jones with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. Please continue to follow us on a daily basis. We will be bringing great interviews and great information to you. We will not have an interview this week for Thanksgiving, Thursday and Friday, but we will be resuming on the following Monday. Tomorrow will be Tuesday's tip. Wednesday will be Questions with the Queen, and I look forward to talking with you guys soon. Have a wonderful time. Bye-bye.